What is up, everybody? This is the Alpha Dog AJ Laster. And welcome to another fantastic episode of the Real Talk Podcast. This episode and all other episodes are sponsored by Anchor, the best way to create a podcast. I'm just going to jump straight into tonight's subject here. We are on the verge of another pandemic. And no, I'm not talking about COVID-19. Because COVID-19 is pretty much almost done and over with. And it's been played out in more ways than one. No, what I want to talk about is a new epidemic. And I'm talking about cancel culture. Yeah, I know. I've talked about these guys before. In previous episodes, I've either done it as a random shit talk episode, or I even talked about what kind of impact they're having. Well, tonight, they get my full focus. Ever since the new millennium started, we've been having to deal with people getting offended by everything. I know many people see the memes of the muscular corgi that represents the 90s kid, the late 80s, early 90s, late 90s kids who are tougher, who fall off their bikes, get a scraped knee. They say they wash it off with water and, you know, go back out and play. And they show the little wussy dog representing the kids of the newer generation saying that, oh, mommy, I broke my iPad, I'm depressed, and all that other crap. Well, that's pretty much the sum of it, of what this episode's going to be about. Most recently, I heard that we already know about Gina Carano, or Carino, getting fired off The Mandalorian due to her personal views, especially with the whole mask thing, with the whole, you know, pretty much with her political views. And Disney recently let her go. But now, I have to say this. Cancel culture in today's generation go together like a wasp's, no, like a hornet's nest and a stick of freaking dynamite. They just don't belong and they cause chaos. Now, another thing is their latest attempt to go after something that they obviously have no business going after. And it's actually making the rounds on the app TikTok. And it's also going around, making the rounds on Facebook. I know you people have seen it. It's the fact that Gen Z, which is what today's generation is. Well, my kids are Generation Alpha. Fuck yes. Gen Z and cancel culture are officially going after Eminem. That's right. These Tide Pod eating little fuckers are going after the great Slim Shady. Why? Well, let me just say this. It's the stupidest thing I ever heard of someone going after or trying to cancel somebody for. And it's for a fucking song lyric. That's right. These stupid little fuckers are actually going after Eminem for a fucking song lyric. It was the last words from the song Love the Way You Lie from his 2010 album Recovery, which I have that album. I love it. I'm a big supporter of Eminem, and I love the music he does. And I believe that the lyrics go, the ending lyrics go, well, pretty much they go like this. And I'm actually looking at the lyrics itself. It's like, I just want her back. I know I'm a liar if she ever tries to fucking leave again. I'm a tire to the bed and set this house on fire. Seriously, you motherfuckers have a problem with just those words. For fuck's sake, it's just a goddamn song about two people who are toxic towards each other. And he's pretty much just explaining through song how two toxic people that somehow go together don't belong together. Now, from what I hear, the meaning of the song is pretty much like Bonnie and Clyde. The song Bonnie and Clyde. I think so. Well, I'm pretty much getting ahead of myself here. Looking at the Wikipedia page for the song itself, it's pretty much you know, talking about a violent relationship. And to be honest with you, I'm just going to tell you guys this. You little fuckers who think that you're going to go after Eminem just for a set of fucking lyrics. I know I'm a liar, but if she ever tries to fucking leave again, I'm a tire to the bed and set this house on fire. If you think that was bad, you should have heard every single one of his fucking songs before Recovery. From the first Slim Shady LP all the way up to fucking Relapse. Now, I've seen the video. I've seen videos of people saying that these little fuckers can go ahead and do it. But I'm telling them, don't do it. Don't fucking do it. This motherfucker, like I seen in a video I saw earlier, this motherfucker will Thanos snap your ass. In other words, he'll Thanos snap your ass in 16 bars. I mean, look what happened to MGK. Look what happened to Nick Cannon. I mean, hell, look what happened to fucking Mariah Carey. Do you hear from them anymore? Well, MGK is experimenting with other genres. Nick Cannon's got a fucking dispute with fucking Viacom over Wildin' Out and all the other shit. But I haven't heard about Mariah Carey because I really don't give two flying fucks about her. You really think you fuckers are going to make a... actually going to try to take out a multi-platinum rap artist just because of some fucking lyrics from a song that was off one of the greatest albums that the man has ever recorded? The motherfucker's in his fucking 50s, and according to the song Godzilla, that motherfucker does not plan on retiring, and I am all for it. I love his fucking music. Hell, I grew up listening to Eminem. I actually had the Eminem Show, one of my personal favorites. But to be honest with you, one of my personal favorites albums that I have of his just so happens to be actually Revival. Yeah, his album that his surprise album, the one that came after the Marshall Mathers LP 2. Now, his music after he after recovery, were all certified platinum, including his new ones that just came out, Music to Be Murdered By. One of my favorite songs on there is Godzilla. Hell, he even released a song called Nat that was pretty much about this fucking pandemic. The man is a fucking lyricist from fucking Detroit, Michigan, who was born in Missouri and moved to Detroit in a bad neighborhood. And you little fuckers think that your little Tide Pod eating, gender swapping asses are gonna take this guy down? This is coming from the same fucking generation that want Mr. Potato Head to be to be fucking gender neutral. What's next? You gonna find anything else offensive? You guys are already bad mouthing fucking Redneck. You guys are already bad mouthing Morgan Wallen because he inadvertently said the N word while he was fucking drunk. You motherfuckers sounded your voices off and had his fucking music videos taken off CMT because of this shit. And that's the one thing I can't stand about cancel culture. They find something to be offended by, and they don't fucking stop. Like, literally, they won't fucking stop until everything is the way they want it to be. I mean, hell, what's next? They're gonna try and get a fucking wrestler fired? Oh, no, wait. They've already tried that. Yeah, they tried that with Matt fucking Riddle. And that motherfucker right now is the current United States champion in WWE. That tell you anything? That tells you that most people don't give a fuck what you little bastards have to say.
Oh, mommy. He said something that offended me. Can you get him fired?
Really?
Like, mommy, I'm depressed. I need something to do. My iPad died and all that other
fucking shit. You want to get shit done, you have to do it. Apparently, if you want to get shit done, you got to do it yourself. And for the love of fucking God, you know, culture-having motherfuckers don't know
what the hell you're doing.
Hell, you guys actually went after a fucking cartoon dog. Yeah, you guys remember the whole shit with Paw Patrol. People trying to say, oh, cancel Paw Patrol because the dog is a cop. He's representing cops. Oh, and another thing, that something I can't fucking stand. These motherfuckers have actually been mocked. In the same, like, for instance, South Park has mocked these little fuckers with its own campaign called Cancel South Park for the promotion of their 22nd season. And here's the thing, in the season's third episode, The Problem with the Poo, with a poo, there's a reference to the documentary The Problem with Apu, the cancellation of Roseanne after controversial tweets by the show's eponymous actress, and the confirmation hearings of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Hell, even both the fucking Dixie Chicks and Bill Maher have said that they are victims of cancel culture. Yes, they are. Hell, even Dave Chappelle made this made these little fuckers the primary theme of his stand-up comedy show, Sticks and Stones, 2 years ago. And of course, comedian Bill Burr did it for his stand-up special, Paper Tiger. But nobody's liking these fuckers. Hell, even the former U.S. president has criticized these motherfuckers. In a speech in July 2020, he compared these fuckers to totalitarianism and claiming that it's a political weapon used to punish and shame dissenters by driving them from their jobs and demanding submission. And the fucking idiots that actually submit to these little assholes are just as bad as them. Gina Carano was actually the best part of the fucking Mandalorian. Well, right next to Baby Yoda. And then next thing you know, they turn right around and try to cancel Baby Yoda for eating one of the Frog Lady's fucking eggs. Fuck you. So, why are they doing this? Why are they doing everything in their power to get shit canceled? Of course, the expression cancel culture has negative connotations and is commonly used in debates on free speech and censorship. Why don't you little assholes censor yourselves? You motherfuckers are worse than fucking Soulja Boy saying that the rap game is faker than WWE. Do you know what happened to him when he made that fucking comment? A bunch of wrestlers, past and present, nearly buried his ass and he's still agging it on. You think you have a voice, you do, but you're making the wrong fucking choices. I mean, let's just make this perfectly clear. Hell, there's a lot of people who are getting canceled because of their... Hell, I understand the Me Too movement. Women standing up and against the men who actually sexually assaulted them and ruining their careers. That is understandable. But the thing is, I'm getting sick and tired of you little fuckers thinking that it's okay to go after someone who you believe did wrong. And in my honest to God opinion, somebody ought to cancel culture. I'm just saying, if it's me that has to do it, I'll do it. I'll cancel culture as fast as the WWE superstars are actually going to try and whoop Soulja Boy's ass. And yes, I'm going after this little... And yes, I'm going after him, too, in this episode, too. Because I'm going to get off the subject of cancel culture for a minute, because I'm tired of talking about these little fuckers who think that they know what's best for fucking TV. Most of you already know that Soulja Boy's getting into it with WWE over his over a tweet that he let out saying, rap game faker than WWE. That's his insult. But the biggest person he's feuding with, after calling WWE, the rap game faker than WWE, he's actually gotten into it with Randy Orton. Thing is, he hit it big when he released Crank That back in 2007. I had to know it because I can't believe I'm actually going to be saying this on this show. I actually knew Soulja Boy before he hit it big. I actually went to an alternative school where Soulja Boy got his GED. And to be honest with you, he was an arrogant, nonsensical piece of crap who I believe was only there to get his GED to get his career off the ground. Yeah, and here's the thing. Here's how it started. Like I said, it started with the rap game was faking with WWE. The first wrestler to actually respond was the Retribution member T-Bar, who's actually Dominik Dijakovic. He took offense to it and said to him, "Does the rap game take years off your life and leave you with countless injuries and debilitating pain? Oh, well, maybe just stick to your super soaking hose and whatever it is you did 15 years ago." And it just goes on and on. Seeing T-Bar's response and Soulja laughing him out of the room, this is when Randy Orton decided to chime in. "Fake. Dare this prick to step up. He don't like movies? Consider us actors that do stunts without pads 200 days a year and don't bitch when we get surgically repaired and come right back." He also wrote, "Consider us 100 times tougher than anyone you've come across." Of course, the motherfuckers went back and forth, with the latter challenging Randy Orton to a fight. Yeah, this asshole rapper challenged Randy Orton, a man who could actually whoop his ass, to a fight. Yeah, and that's the thing. Even Randy Orton actually claimed that Bad Bunny was much tougher than Soulja Boy. I agree. He even eventually tagged in, coming to the aid of the Ya rapper, and the New Day joked from the sidelines. Hell, I'm looking at the tweet right now. Soulja Boy retweeted T-Bar's rap saying that, "Get your wrestling ass on." Of course, Randy Orton, he retweeted Randy Orton saying, "Do you know who the fuck I am? I'll bring the real to wrestling. Don't play with me, Randy Orton." And a bunch of question marks. I don't know why. He's really a fucking idiot. Randy Orton actually said, "P.S. Sam Benito would beat the fuck out of you." Sam Benito is Bad Bunny. Why? How? Because he's seen our world, respects it, and knows what it takes, and finds himself lucky to be a part of it. You want to talk fake? Pawn that cheap ass chain and come work for it, you one hit at wonder ass motherfucker. But thing is, yeah, and it goes on and on and on. To be honest with you, I hope Soulja Boy gets his ass whooped. And of course, Bow Wow saying, "Yo, Soulja Boy, these wrestlers are terrified. I've been giving them the business since I announced I was training. They're so scared we're going to take away they shine." Really? Really, you stupid motherfuckers? You little assholes stand behind your fucking bodyguards and act fucking tough. But when it comes to a real fucking fight, you don't know. You don't know what kind of shit you get yourself into. These motherfuckers spend days and hours away from fucking home. They don't go out and record music. They go out and train. They go out and make themselves better. You're coming into a world, told you, or should I call you by your real name, DeAndre? You're stepping into a world you do not understand. I hope. I really hope that this is just a fucking ploy. But honestly, I don't think it is. Randy, I hope somebody actually gets this episode of this podcast out to Randy, and fast forward it to this part. And I want him to know. I want you to shut that motherfucker up. Because as a wrestling fan, as a man who actually grew up watching wrestling from the late 90s up until today, hit him in the mouth for me. Knock those fake ass grills out of his goddamn mouth. And I don't give a fuck if I'm defamating on his character. I will say this. And of course, a lot of people are giving their to be honest with you, I'm sorry for the silence, but I hope that somebody shuts this bitch ass rapper up and knock the ever living taste out of his mouth. You ever heard of the words, "Watch what you say, because you're going to have to eat them"? See, what I think is going to happen is that Randy Orton's not going to do a wrestling move, hit him with an RKO, or hit him with a steel chair, or anything like that. Hell, even fucking Gerald Briscoe offered to take that little fucker to the hospital. Yeah, I know, I saw that fucking tweet too, but I just saw this tweet here from someone named Mutebi Alex Kato, or @MuteBlix_Kato. Soulja Boy, y'all won't back me against Randy Orton. Other rappers. Yeah, you should have been talking shit if anybody didn't hear that. So in other words, this fucking stupid ass wannabe gangsta, yeah, because he ain't no fucking gangsta. You ain't Eminem, you ain't You ain't Jay-Z. You ain't Tech N9ne. Yeah, Tech N9ne's a better fucking rapper than you, motherfucker. Hell, even some of these mumble, these little, what do they call them? The mumble rappers are better than you. And I'll start a fucking beef with you. And I'll just say this, and I don't give a fuck if anybody from his shit is listening. And I know I went over my 30-minute mark here, and I really don't care. I'm going to say this without gusto. One of these days, you're going to fuck up. You're going to fuck with the wrong one. And I'm saying this to both Cancel Culture and Soulja Boy. This will be my final thought. One of these days, you're going to fuck up, say the wrong thing, try to cancel the wrong damn thing, and you're going to start a fight you can't finish. Cancel Culture, you're the same motherfuckers who try to get Mr. Potato Head to be gender neutral. Try to get a fucking potato that's a fucking toy that's been around longer than I have to be gender neutral. Instead of making him gender neutral, won't you buy a Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head and put the parts of the Mrs. Potato Head on Mr. Potato Head, but leave the fucking mustache and make him a transvestite and do the same thing with Mrs. Potato Head. You want gender neutrality? Do that. It's like you motherfuckers trying to cancel rock music because it's too fucking violent. Oh, it's corrupting my kids' ears. Fuck you. Oh, rap music's up. And this is coming from the same fucking generation that believes that WAP by Cardi B is appropriate. But six books written by Dr. Seuss are not getting published anymore because it's racially insensitive. Fuck you guys. And Soulja Boy, if you really believe wrestling, if you believe the rap game is faker than WWE, then why don't your bitch ass step between the ropes and actually take a few fucking bumps? Because these are the same motherfuckers that jump over top ropes and nearly break their fucking necks. And with this last final thought, I say this. Do you look cancel culture fucks? Do you Gen Z? You little Gen Z assholes who think that you think you know what's best for the rest of us. I'm too cool. I'm too old school for new school. But I'm also too new school for old school. Call me a boomer all you want, but you know I speak the truth when I say not everything needs to be fucking canceled. Just get Amber Heard out of fucking Aquaman 2, replace her with Emilia Clarke, and get your fucking underwears out of your fucking ass. Get off your fucking laptops, quit being fucking laptop warriors, and go out and do something and don't fucking bitch about it. Because you're the generation of complainers. And I'm sorry to have to unload this on you because I've been going through way too fucking much this week. Just to hear that you guys are going after Eminem because of some fucking lyrics. Why don't you listen to his earlier work? His earlier work was a lot darker than the shit from Love the Way You Lie. Oh, wait, that's right. If you guys try to listen to it, you motherfuckers will piss yourselves. You will piss yourselves until you actually have to go change your fucking pants and your underwear just to piss yourself again. You guys are going to try to cancel the guy who actually said he was here. He was sent to piss the world off. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Yeah, and before I go, Soulja Boy, you're a bitch. And I hope that none of these fake-ass wrestlers, as you call them, don't get their fucking hands on you. And I agree with Randy Orton. Latin hip-hop artist Bad Bunny is a lot tougher than you because that motherfucker is a champion in the WWE. Yeah, he's the 24/7 champion. Yeah, it's a do-nothing fucking championship, but I don't fucking care. That motherfucker is a lot braver to be hanging around a bunch of guys who are tougher than him. You're the one who's fake, not them. Yeah, they're the greatest act. They are the greatest. And my father's actually said this. They are the greatest actors in the world. And you want to shit on them? Well, guess what? They're going to shit on you for your shitty rap music. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about your number one hits. You're still the shittiest fucking rapper. And I hope your career goes down the fucking toilet. With that being said, that I finally got to vent on that jackass, I want to end this episode by saying, yeah, the reason why I'm going off venting is because, well, I'm not going to go into complete details. An unfortunate incident happened last weekend, and I'm trying to fight it, trying to get through it, and it's caused me to go into a unstable, distant, trance that causes me to sometimes be normal, sometimes break down. I do have breakdowns. I'm only human. So please forgive me if I blow up during this episode, it's not my fault. Since I'm trying to fight to get something I care about back. With that being said, I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoy it. If you're wondering what the name of this episode was, it's pretty much cancel culture, and fuck Soulja Boy. It's a working title. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to this episode. You can support this show on all platforms. If you actually want to support this show, donate. I'm trying to figure out how to get donations to start on this. If you want to donate to the show, you can try to get better equipment and all that. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, it's going to be a good while for the next episode because, like I said, I'm dealing with some personal issues that I'm not going to go into detail with. Go into details about right now. Well, with that being said, this has been the Real Talk Podcast. I want to thank you guys for listening and allowing me to vent to you guys. Because when it comes to Soulja Boy, it's been a long time coming. And I finally have a forum to unleash my hatred for that fucker. And of course, unleash my hatred for cancel culture too. With that being said, this has been the Real Talk Podcast. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Be good. Stay safe. Peace out, everybody.